Welcome to Monday Musings on the Elliot Resnick Show. Modern-day intellectuals, especially in Israel, argue that collective punishment is immoral. Only target the individuals who committed the crime, they say. But God sees matters differently. He punishes us as individuals and as members of a larger nation. This week and last, we read in Shul about the 10 plagues. Whom did these 10 plagues target? Only the guilty? No, they targeted the Egyptian people as a collective. When the Nile turns into blood, everyone suffers. When wild beasts fill your street, everyone is terrorized. Now, do you think every last Egyptian acted cruelly to Jews? How about the 80-year-olds who were sitting at home retired? How about the newborn babies? How about the women? How about the Egyptians who didn't own slaves or didn't support Pharaoh's cruel policies? And yet, they all suffered collectively. Why? Rashi offers one answer. He writes that the firstborn among Egypt's war captives also died in the plague of the firstborn, even though they didn't afflict the Jews, obviously, because they rejoiced at the Jews' suffering. In other words, the success of every evil national policy involves two groups, those who carry it out and those who support it. Adolf Hitler's henchmen could not have killed 6 million Jews without the support of the German nation, and Paro could not have enslaved the Jews for 210 years without the support of the Egyptians. Every citizen either offers physical support or emotional support. Soldiers and government officials need to eat. Who grows their food? They need clothes to wear. Who sews their clothing? They need moral support. Who provides that support, if not their wives, their children, and the population at large? And so, when punishment comes, it affects the entire nation. On December 8, 1941, Congress didn't declare war on the Japanese pilots who bombed Pearl Harbor. It didn't even declare war on the political leaders who planned the sneak attack. It declared war on Japan as a collective. Our ancestors acted the same exact way. Levi and Shimon wiped out the entire male population of Shechem. Why? The Maharal of Prague answers, because a nation that wages war against another nation is permitted to attack every single one of its citizens. He writes that that's what the Jews did whenever they went to war. He gives the example of their battle against Midian after the Midianite women seduced the Jewish people. The Maharal writes, Aval gav dehayu harbe shelo asu, even though there were many members of the Midianite nation that didn't do anything against the Jewish people, ein ze chiluk, it makes no difference. Kiven shehayu ba'osa umah she'asa ra lahem, since they were part of the same nation that did evil against the Jewish people, mutarin levo alehin lamachama, the Jewish people were permitted to wage war against them. V'chein heim kol hamachamos, and such is the case with all wars. We are not just individuals. We are also members of a nation, and our fate rises and falls with the fate of the nation. If the nation adopts an evil policy, all of us are in a sense responsible. We're all sailing in the same national boat, and we either reach our destination together or we sink together. That's the way the world has always run, and that's the way God has always treated nations. He rewards and punishes us, the Jewish people, collectively, and he did the same to the Egyptians. He sent plagues that affected not only the evil slave masters, and not only men, women, and children whom today we would regard as innocent. They affected even the foreign captives in prison who rejoiced at the Jewish people's suffering. I hope to speak at a later point about the parallels between the ancient Egyptians and the Palestinian Arabs today, but in the meantime, ask yourself, if the Torah is okay with the Jewish people harming even ordinary innocent civilians in wartime, what would it say about them harming women who raised their kids to be suicide bombers, and kids who received that education and, in a sense, are ticking time bombs? What would it say about men and women who hand out candies in the street every time an Israeli is murdered? Is there a less innocent civilian population in the history of mankind?